What's the difference between a drummer and happy hour?
What?
Happy hour is always on time. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, man. I made Nick...
You made me do it.
A drummer make a joke about drummers. Welcome to the perfect pour. Crappy show.
Hey,
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about beer. Craft beer, indie beer. Sorry, cool beer. And have crackers caught in our throat. If you'd like to walk into your local bottle shop and pray there's new beers in there for you, this is the show for you. Because that's what we do every day. I walk in the Fig Tree Liquor going, ooh, come on, baby.
Yeah, give me
something new, baby.
Uh-huh.
And then when there's nothing, it's just like the most disappointing part of my day.
Just a pack of gum, like, please.
Yeah, and there's five doors of crab beer, and I could literally walk out without any. Because it's all stuff I've seen before. That is the kind of douchebag.
Never mind, have you tried it all?
Yep.
Nope, not going to try it. Just nope, I've seen
not
it.
Not trying it.
But I've seen it.
Seen it. Everything looks cool. So, there you go. That's what's going to happen. We're going to talk about craft beer releases to look out for. We're going to review our week in beer drinking. And some listeners are going to call us about stuff. It's all going to be beer. And some little bit of beer news, maybe one or two things there. And we're going to be drinking the whole show. And this show...
Drink with us, won't you?
Courtesy of Chew Your Beer. It's a McLeod Ale Tap Takeover. Let's see if we can get through all these McLeods before and get to anything else. We did have something different during our tailgate session, which is us hanging out doing working our show notes for the episode. We had El Segundo Mayberry IPA, the best one I've ever had. I never thought much of it before, but this was tasting pretty damn good. Matt brought this via John Brazy, via El Segundo themselves.
Whoa!
Came through town and dropped off some beer.
So they came to us,
hooked it up.
Yeah, that was damn good, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Any problem with that Mayberry?
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough of it.
There's some dregs left, I think. There you go. You got bottom pour. Nick gets bottom pour. First bottom pour of the episode goes to Nick.
Start the show off wrong. I mean, right. Ooh, that was quite the glass. Quite the pour, if you will.
I love gold.
Was that a crowler?
First beer opened of the episode.
It's a pale ale, El Segundo.
I like it.
Trying to think of the cheesy pop song or alternative song, but it's Better Days. I've seen better days. It's okay. You don't have to know who it is.
Damn it.
Somebody does.
Somebody got it out there.
Yeah.
It's going around the table from left to right and right to left of your podcast style now.
It's one of those, like, comedy movies that, like, college comedy movies, and it's the song that plays. I've seen better days.
We'll get it before the end of the show.
Oh, no. I'm not going to look it up.
By the way, from last episode, nobody has yet to... We have not figured out what... beer Ron Swanson's drinking. The picture was on our album art. We've displayed it on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on our Twitter. It's been in our, I think, in our private Facebook group, maybe.
No traction.
Nobody can guess it.
So it's either impossible or nobody cares.
Yeah. Reggie went researching it and was like trying to figure it out through actually researching, like, what beer did they drink on set and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, like fan forums and stuff?
And it was like some beer I'd never heard of, and there was several guesses to that thought it was an Anderson Valley beer, possibly.
Weird.
Okay. But we have not been able to figure out. So look back on an episode 211. the album art there. It's in our Instagram feed, Perfect Pork Pod.
If you care about us.
And look at that. Figure out what Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec is drinking. Now, see, that I thought my theory was that they, the set that just did, put on, just made their own label and stuck it on there.
Right.
But you, when you zoom in, it's blurred out. Like, they purposely Photoshop blurred it out so that you could, it looks like.
So was it
double? Or was that a screen grab? Is that picture a screen grab? Or
yeah,
is it,
that was a screen grab. Huh. You could probably find a little bit clearer picture.
Oh, okay. Well, look, because it looked like it was purposely blurred out, but. So if it was a screen grab problem, well, I guess they could have blurred it out if it was on the show. I guess they could have blurred it out.
If they figured out afterward that, oh, crap, right. You can see the label.
So if it was blurred out, then it had to have been a real beer. Like, they wouldn't blur out one they made up. Hmm. Still a mystery.
Unless they did some uber secret inside joke.
And they had to brew it. So here we go. Our first... McLeod is putting beer in cans for the first time, and they got Crowlers now. And Chew Your Beer sent us a McLeod care package.
Going with the Crowlers.
We're having the better days. Did you guys see the percentage?
I did.
Okay, never mind. I think it's
5.55 here.
I'm going to guess...
It looks really dark.
5.5?
Oh, nice! Matt is still the king.
On point.
It looks... It's solid. Very...
very amber.
Amber, there you go.
Very pizza beer. Where's my pizza?
Does... Yeah. This would be a good beer with pizza.
Who didn't pay the drummer?
Because McLeod kind of does sort of an English-influenced... Yeah, their beers are sort of, you know...
More of a traditional
theme.
Traditional take on brewing.
It's a nice beer.
Very nice. Not hazy. Thank you, McLeod. <Bud.
laughs> Good job, not being hazy. All right, what's going on out there in the culture outside of no one knows what beer Ron Swanson's drinking? Because that was basically my biggest thing. I have.
That you're still waiting for that answer?
Yep. Still working on it. Yeah. Nick, what have you seen?
What have I seen? I see things. When do you guys want to get into an or game?
Oh, right off.
Save
all
that
right.
for later?
Well, it's up to you, man. The person who writes the or game gets to choose.
All right. We'll do a culture, and then we'll do or game before
all right, Christmas. Looking forward to that. Later on, there's going to be a beer-related or game, I assume?
Hopefully.
All right.
If it's not beer-related, I screwed up.
You're all, who's the best Three's Companies girl?
Yeah.
Christy or?
The blonde one.
The other one.
No, it's Janet, the dark-haired one.
Yeah. Janet.
There we go. Okay, so Track 7 is looking to open up a Roseville location in an old downtown building in Roseville, California, north of Sacramento.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know Roseville's around there somewhere. Where is that?
Probably 20 minutes north. Maybe
so not,
30.
Not that far.
Not far. Not far at all. But so they're, at first they were like, the story read it like they were confirmed, moving right now, see you later, Sacramento. But then they pulled back and said, no, we're shopping potential buildings, and they're working with the Roseville Downtown Association.
They're talking about remote taproom, or are talking about moving it? Everything.
That was not clear. Wow. Whether it's a second location or complete
interesting.
Relocation.
That just got interesting now.
But cool... Cool old building if the one they're looking at is the one they're going to get. It's at Oddfellows Hall.
Not Goodfellows.
That sounds Odd like Fellows. My kind of hall. I might be let into that one. Oddfellows.
Yeah. Instant membership.
Yep. Or like, oh yeah, come on in, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you're at the right place.
We saw you pull up.
But Come on. Maybe I'm not that. Nah, you're fine. You're
come on in.
Get in.
Cold beer already for you.
All right. Next up, what happens there?
Yeah, look out for that.
Maybe they should just move to Fresno.
They should just move down here.
That Fieldwork tap room's got everyone all jacked up in Sacramento. Everyone's all freaking out.
What if a craft brewery opened on the Amtrak?
On it?
On it.
In like a car?
Yeah, like one car is a craft brewery.
Like with equipment and everything, or just like a tap room?
Yeah, like half Brew Dogs experiment, half hipster.
Yeah, because they did do that with Stone, with Greg.
Uh-huh.
They brewed on an Amtrak. Was it Amtrak or they brewed on a train?
Whatever. I think it was the Amtrak. The Coastal Express.
The San Diego, whatever it's
called.
Goes
up the PCH.
I've been on that. Yeah. Been on it.
But I'm thinking about like, track 7, they got a train theme. We have Amtrak go to Sacramento to Fresno. Why don't they just open up a bar on the Amtrak? Like, how hipster would that be?
Yes. Because producer Becky, I think I mentioned this last week, we were talking about that, taking the Amtrak up to Sacramento for the day and just drink.
Mm-hmm.
Come back you all wasted on the Amtrak.
You have to Uber up to Midtown, but...
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or stay in Old Town. Old Town has, like, this old saloon... type place. Not very crafty, though.
Yeah, I need my crafty.
Yeah.
I actually looked for, when I did the trip up to Oregon, we're passing through Sacktown, like, looked how there was nothing solid off the freeway that was open. Like, we went through on a Monday, and then I forget the other day, we went through, like, a Wednesday or something.
Didn't work
out. I didn't get to go to any Sacramento breweries.
I don't think there's anything immediately off the freeway.
There isn't.
You got to venture in.
There's nothing interesting to the city anyway. A little bit. Yeah, you have to go deep in. Like Fieldwork's like right in the middle of all the shit.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the old town.
Yeah.
But you know when you should take the train up to Sacramento?
Oh, yeah? When?
Wow, what a segue.
California Craft Beer Summit.
Not sponsored by the Perfect Boy.
They have their conference on the 7th and 8th, but they have the Brew Festival on Capitol Street on September 9th from 11:45 a.m. to 3:45 p.m., and then you're turned loose into the town, which that part of town is walking distance to all of the breweries you care about.
Oh, my God. So you haven't been to the Fieldwork Sacramento?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have? Oh.
Of course I have.
I have. I have.
Nah, that's one of the few places I have been to in Sacramento. I've been to some of the different like bars and clubs, but I haven't been to too many brewery tap rooms in Sacramento.
Well, you can't go to Rubicon. Rubicon has closed its doors.
Ooh.
They've closed one location. The other one is staying open until they're out of beer, which is speculated at the end of the month.
Mm. And so
read your articles, bro.
Nah, I scanned it.
I thought you were going to say like 5 years from now.
When they run out of beer, 5 years from now. It's year four, they're just like, guys, somebody, just
dump it.
I'm in.
Dump it already.
I'm in. I haven't had Rubicon for a while, but I know early on it was definitely a factor. The Monkey Knife Fight is Rubicon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I had a lot of that Monkey Knife Fight.
I did, too. I didn't know that was
like
Rubicon's.
A big entry-level IPA for me, I think.
And it was, you'd find it at strange places.
Right. And I think that's why, because in Fresno, it showed up a lot of places.
Yeah.
Like for Max's, some reason.
Max's Bistro actually had Monkey Knife Fight. I was like,
what? Yeah. I think I did have at Max's. That's right.
I'll have that here. That sounds
good.
Like,
oh, yeah. So
nice pale.
Was it just business reasons or like financial reasons? Because I just scanned the article.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a few.
Meaning you read the headline.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, headline. That was enough for me.
I've read a few different things. There's, it's like after Anchor announced and after Rubicon announced, they basically just said, oh, now there's 80 breweries within Sacramento counties, because there's multiple counties in Sacramento area, that the market just became too muddled. So there's speculation that they didn't try hard enough, or they didn't try to do trends, or they focused on wrong distribution. They tried to sell the brewery. Nobody wanted to buy
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's armchair quarterback in the brewery now.
So there's probably no right reason, because there's 1,000 rumors.
Right. Yeah, I do. It was this past 3 years of boom, like the boom of whales and cans and all this stuff, and it did seem like Rubicon was just doing their same thing they always do, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention enough. I don't know.
So you're the reason they failed.
I guess so. You can blame me, damn it.
First field work, now
Rubicon. Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
I keep screwing up everything. Sorry, Rubicon. Now I'll miss him. I'll miss him. Now I appreciate it more. There's now an empty tap handle at a Yard House now.
Uh-oh.
Because they always have that Monkey Knife fight and something else, usually.
They'll just roll over to their chalkboard series.
Chalkboard series. Oh. The final kegs of Rubicon beer. There's probably one right now that Merrick, go get it now.
You could be having it right now. The last Rubicon beer in the world.
What else is going on, Nick? Other than Louie bothering you.
Louie's an asshole. So they're saying people can no longer come up with witty beer names, so they have invented an artificial intelligence beer namer.
There's a bot working on beer names now.
Beer bot. So if you would like to have your beer named for you.
Willie Hop.
Yes, adds extra words. Yep. Extra needless words.
Hop, Willie, Box, Flat. It's a IPA.
You sound like the character off Jimmy Fallon. Whenever he has a robot voice, that's exactly what it is.
Wow.
Jimmy Fallon.
I thought he was going to
watch Jetsons Jimmy Fallon, throwback. Okay.
I still like his skits. I can't say that I've ever watched his show in entirety.
Skits, bro. You're a skits.
Mainly, he does a lot of drinking skits, so.
I'm kind of over the thing where the band gathers around one thing and does their song with a ukulele and shit. It was like fun for a while, but I'm like, all right, dude, like the 100th time, and it's like, okay, it's not cute anymore. Okay, sorry.
But when him and Paul Rudd are taking shots of tequila and gravy,
all right, now we're talking.
Here's a podcast for you.
Lost my bike.
Hey, Mikey.
What?
I have another question for you.
Okay.
So, you mentioned that you went into Fig Tree Liquor, and you came out with zero beers.
I actually came out with beer for producer Becky.
I just want to know.
And zero beers for me.
How come you didn't pick up a six-pack of Sea Rose, Manta Ray, and or Unfiltered Sculpin? How come you did not pick up six packs of those?
Probably because I did not even catch my eye. I see a Sculpin, and I just go, nope.
Well, they have a new low price.
New low.
$7.99 for a six pack.
A Sculpin?
At Fig Tree Liquor right now.
Holy crap. They finally did it.
Which I believe is about.
Okay, we'll make it cheap. Okay.
Which I believe is about $10 of their original price.
Yes.
$10 off.
That is half off, easily half off their original price.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. They finally, that Corona money finally got it, the Sculpin down.
I understand if you want to order your Uber Eats right now and just say, give me a Dutch Bros and then swing into Fig Tree and get me a Dutch Bros.
Can you get a Dutch Bros from Uber Eats?
Probably.
Because then they got to sit in line for an hour.
Oh, man. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, give me a Dutch Bros. Okay, I'll see you in 2 hours.
Yeah. You want this for Thursday or what? When exactly do you want this?
Wow. So finally, they knocked the price down.
Yeah, and he usually seems pretty fair across the board. He's not the one to just say, "Oh, I have, you know, I'm going to undercut you or something like that." Mm-hmm. So I would imagine it's going to start trickling throughout the market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So his price came down. So
right. If his price is down, then
our price comes down.
Yeah.
The price we pay comes down.
Right.
Which is $7.99 well, six pack.
I won't know. I won't know, but what a $7.99 six pack tastes like. But
you know what that means, though. Now every get together you go to,
hey, Sculpin's going to be there.
Mikey, I heard you like craft beer. I bought you something.
Sculpin. Yep, you know that's going to start popping in.
Oh,
now.
Oh yeah,
just you're, like 805.
Uh huh.
It's going to have 805 12 pack, and like I got the six pack.
People are going to peel off their 805 stickers.
I think if somebody does that, I probably would go ahead and have it. Because then at that point, I'm not buying it, and it's sort of rude. Sort of gets too rude. So
No thanks.
No. I mean, I want to do that. I want to be like, nope, sorry. Too big a beer geek.
What am I, a jerk over here?
I did do that when I was up in Oregon. One of the guys up there, he was buying Lagunitas, like the whole time there was Lagunitas. Oh,
did
there.
You have to steer him?
16-ounce cans. He was a beer geek, but not like me. Where like I'm not gonna buy anything non-independent. Like he would just buy whatever craft beer that was there in front of him, you know. And he was drinking this Lagunitas like all day, like from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. all day. It was just this all day. There's this beer running in the background. You know your apps are running in the background? He had a Lagunitas app running in the background all day. And
the beer never
ended. And he offered it to me a couple times. I was like, nope, sorry. Not going to do it. And he talked about knowing he's met Tony McGee a couple times. So he's like, because he knew where I was coming from. But he's like, well, I've met Tony a couple times, so it's cool. So, like, I can't give it up. So, I'm like, that's all right. That's all right. Reasons.
Justifications.
Yeah. What else? Did I miss something? Did I cut off something?
No, before? The bearded brewer looked like he had something else.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I only had two news stories. Uh-huh. I just snuck them in there because you guys were doing other things.
Yes, good job.
Oh, you tangented us with actual news?
Wow.
You tangented us with beer things? You're like, I'm going to tangent them
in proper news segments, things to talk about. It's called Segway.
Oh, Segway.
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 How do you say that? Segway.
Segway. Did you learn that in your other podcast network you were involved in?
Ooh,
that kind of professional knowledge?
No.
All right. Ding! Oh, Nick has... Matt bought Nick this for his birthday, like this little... this little Ringo Beatles drum set.
An exact Beatles. Replica.
Exact replica. And Nick just tried replica. To do a rim shot with it.
Yeah.
It did not play on the microphone.
Because what desk does my brother own that shouldn't have a drum set on it?
Yes. All of them. The answer is all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
I've got this ring stuck on my finger.
Got a ring. Did you say you're all good, Nick?
Or I'm good.
Is there more stuff?
Yep.
You weren't going to talk about Anchor? Yep.
I thought we did that.
No, it happened right as our episode came out on the page. Last week.
See, I get confused.
Yeah, that you get confused with the Facebook page and real life.
But the other thing about Anchor is, yes, they got bought out, but they were already bought out. So the buyout got bought out.
Right.
Thanks to the bearded brewer's knowledge.
Right.
Yep.
So the company, there's a company bought them out that also owns a vodka. We talked about this a long time ago.
People looked into it. I'm doing air quotes. Looked into it further. Apparently, they were not involved with vodka at the same time that they bought Anchor, but they were known as the guys that grew and sold vodka. So okay. Essentially they were flippers and
flippers.
They did sell Anchor to Sapporo, but they still cited that the craft beer industry was declining. Not that Anchor makes the same beers they've made for the past 45 years.
Yeah. So, Nick, are you not going to drink Anchor now? Are you not going to buy Anchor?
Seeing as I haven't bought an Anchor,
seeing it's Sapporo, it makes it kind of weird.
I'm gonna say yeah.
You're just gonna keep not buying it. So Matt, I know Matt's not gonna care.
So next time you go to Wasabi and they say, "Oh, we have Anchor and we have Sapporo."
Oh, but
what if they have? Like,
I guess they might say that now, huh? I did not think about that because this is a serious question. Because we have a lot of great sushi in Fresno, believe it or not.
Right.
A lot of great, like, there are very many to choose from.
Yeah,
but the one that has a lot of craft beer isn't really known for their sushi. They're more for teppanyaki.
Kunisami.
Mm-hmm. So when you're going for sushi, it's very difficult. It's like you're lucky if you get a Sierra.
Yes.
Or a Lagunitas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. So I would imagine that you would be seeing Anchor now more.
Since Anchor creeps in.
If I could get a $5 pitcher of Anchor with my sushi, I might do that.
Oh, you might cross the line.
I might cross the line.
Is the sushi all you can eat as well?
No. No, but for some reason on Happy Hour, they have a $5 pitcher of Sapporo. And you're like, well...
I heard that.
Not going to say no to that.
I have one, please.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the place at the end of Palm?
No. Palm Bluffs? This is by the old Vons on Knees.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's.
Sushi Day.
Sushi Day, yeah.
Not been
next
there.
To Fresno Bagel Company.
That's not. I thought it was right. Like Roll Me One. Or no,
that's no, no. It's an old school, old school one.
That's. No, I didn't want to go there.
What did you do?
No, it wasn't though. That guy stepped in it a little bit.
Oh no, not that.
That's
no,
the guy that said build the wall.
We're not going to go there. We don't want to. No.
Change the subject. How about those bears?
That's also in the same complex as Little Peking.
Oh,
which is a
that sounds good. Also,
Chinese food restaurant, which is also known for their vegetarian options for people that care.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it has
Man.
Fresno Bagel, which is the best bagel stop in town.
Mike. I was just saying, I hear that place at the end of Palm has a great happy hour, like very solid happy hour. It has a little bit
the
of
place
beer.
That replaced Roe, like Jinzu or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice. I will try this happy hour.
And it's I will inspect this.
I will inspect this happy hour.
Thank you for your knowledge in happy hour.
Mm-hmm. There you go. The only thing I think I will miss the Christmas beer. I did still buy that one.
Yes.
From Anchor, but
ooh, so I have a pre-buyout version. Then I still have a 2015.
Oh, 2015. I'm sure it's fresh as hell.
It is. It's super fresh.
Super fresh.
Properly stored.
Why did you have to say that? Pre-buyout. Why did you have to put those words in?
Why? What's the matter of pre-buyout?
Every nerd's going to say that now. When you see it at the store, people are going to post their pictures. Pre-buyout. Oh, look at this date. It's pre-buyout Anchor.
Pre-buyout.
You know that's going to happen.
I think the Anchor Holiday Beer was the only beer that was ever dated from Anchor.
That could be.
I'm having a lot of problems with undated beer. I'll talk about that in the Binkot drink.
In the ranting section?
In the rant. In the high horse section.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, that's Dorktown. So, guys.
Okay.
I have some sad news.
Uh-oh.
Modern Times.
Oh.
Over! Boise now is a Modern Times city. So Modern Times, that city's drinking Modern Times. Modern Times is over.
So Boise,
thanks for ruining San Diego craft beer. That's what you say when you go to the Boise city limits.
Boise was the last draw?
Yeah, no, that's it. If Boise gets Modern Times, then forget it. I mean, Florida got it, and we're like, oh boy. That's necessary, but okay. And then now Boise has it. Forget it. It's
this
over.
Means I'm going to tell my cousin to pick it up. Be like, hey, here's good beer. Drink it.
Is your cousin in Boise?
Yeah.
Boise-ish.
Ish. Central Idaho?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
all right. The same, right? If you live in the state, you're near everything.
Yep.
It's one city.
Everybody in the Midwest, when I say I'm from Fresno, they're like, oh, you surf? You go to the beach every day?
Yeah. Sure do.
Yep.
Every morning.
Every morning I hit the waves, bro.
Get my coffee in the ocean.
Yep.
Little dolphin pulls up next
we
to
have,
me.
Yeah, we have all kinds of issues with the ocean being there. It's just a big pain in the ass. You don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah. Damn ocean.
Damn ocean! Honey! We need to move.
The Billy Ocean.
Stop playing Billy Ocean. So, just let you know, Modern Times is done. It's over now.
It's over.
Yep. Only the beer released in the tap room. That's the only good stuff. Everything else is lame. Well, I think that's enough culture, isn't it, guys? We need more. We got this McLeod.
Yeah, we're not doing
since
very
Chew
well.
Your Beer gave it all the McLeod. You have to say it like Chew Your Beer. McLeod.
I will allow you to do that.
Thanks. How's it going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still here.
Mm-hmm. Please hold.
How about those?
Your podcast listening is very important to us.
Please hold.
You're the next caller. Ooh, do it. Do it. Do it. Crack-a-lack.
Did you guess what that is?
Explosions.
Hopefully a beer with hops.
It's a crowler.
Oh, yeah. I mean that.
Another one. We can pour big with these crowlers.
Boom.
Big pour.
Could.
When are they?
Not sure. All right, this one should have hops. I'm not sure of the name. It's hard to tell from the crawler.
Deal of the day. It's deal of the, and then I think it says D A I L. Deal of the day. Deal of the.
Let's try and untap this real quick.
Do you think someone will ever make a crawler with the? The snakes that spring out at you, the joke can crawler.
Oh, hey. How about this list right here? Oh. Deal with the devil.
Deal with the devil.
That clearly lists exactly what he enclosed.
Did you wrote it? Look at you. You wrote it all down.
They will be listening. Who?
McLeod. Well, now I'm nervous.
Better days, boy. Pale ale. Deal with the devil.
Sir, please.
We didn't say anything dumb.
Please understand.
They have a London
lager.
We're
stupid. We don't know what we're talking about. Except when we say it's good. Then we really know what we're talking about.
There's chocolate toss. Three-pound splitter for the next chew takeover. He really wants to make sure that he can listen to headphones next time he's here, so he included a splitter.
Yes, he did.
He's giving his equipment like, you better. Did he not have a headphone when he was here? Oh, there's a Choco Tasso label.
Reusable Choco Tasso.
Wow.
So and the Zach's Brewing
labels. Zach's Brewing. By the way, is there any thing worth mentioning about Zach's Brewing? Tap room update. Tap room update.
Where is the best place to keep a beer?
In the fridge. Something cold.
How big should this fridge be?
Well, it depends on how many barrels you're running.
No matter what size you're going to list off, it's too small.
Okay.
There's not enough space.
I know this from experience.
Zach's Brewing now has a Dodge Ram's worth of cold box.
Dodge Ram? That feels like it's not going to be enough.
It's not enough.
12 by 24 cold box.
All right.
Yeah, it's not big enough. He might get half of his hops in there.
I need more hops. I need more storage.
Doesn't he have room for beer? It's just all hops.
It's all hops.
Now
but that's not the best part about the cold box. But I'm not going to spoil that secret. You're going to have to come check it out.
Whoa. Hey, any time to let me in there.
Yeah. Does it already have taps?
No. Yeah.
All right, nope. Don't need to come in.
Is it Is it painted a funny color?
Yes.
All right. I'm interested.
It's going to be rad.
So they're painting now. There's painting going
on. No. This was pre-painted.
Oh, okay.
The box is a previously owned unit.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, Matt's implying he knows exactly
what the box is. No, I actually don't know. I just figured that...
No, he had a good guess.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, bro. It's a guessing game.
So, no, progress is happening now that he's got cold storage.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move forward with the plans.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's got a roof. He's got a roof.
Yeah.
Which was key. Storage. I said, mark it down. I said, roof, good idea.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant, sir. Brilliant.
I'm really digging this idea. Remember that. There's a very subtle kind of like, I consider it like an onion bitterness in a hop thing, but I like that. But to me, it reminds me of Nelson. Nelson hops kind of have that thing I'm tasting.
Zero information on that label.
Yep.
What's the Chew's notes say on this McLeod?
Deal with the devil IPA.
All right.
Yep.
So, if you have this beer, the devil might deal with you. He's like, all right. Give me that crowler. Maybe we can make something happen.
Sure, I signed off on something a long time ago.
I got a huge guitar collection. Would you like to come see?
You do look like Steve Vai right now.
All right.
Crossroads reference. You guys didn't see that?
The one with
Ralph Macchio versus Steve Vai?
No.
Crossroads? Oh, my God.
I thought you were talking about the Eric Clapton festival.
No, it's a movie. After Karate Kid. It was like his big movie after Karate Kid. And he plays this guitar virtuoso.
Ooh.
And he goes down to like the South.
Yeah.
And battles this guy. And the guy is Steve Vai. He's not, but the guy is really the devil. Something like that. I don't know, dude. It's good, man.
Steve Vai's the devil. Got it.
According to David Lee Roth, he is.
Because he's 1,000% accurate.
Steve Vai sounds like a dentist drill.
Because he's running with the devil?
Burning with the devil.
Where are we at? This is a good beer.
Yeah.
I think we should try an Orgame.
All right. Orgame.
I don't like it.
An official Dorktown
sanctioned Dorktown approved. Bells didn't sign off, so.
He doesn't listen, so who cares?
Hey, stop listening. He announced on Dorktown, stop listening. He's all hurt.
I bet you next week he'd be like, oh, I listened to that Orgame.
Oh, I listened. I heard you guys.
He just misses us.
I wish he would write us an Orgame. Because the more I wrote this... The sillier I felt doing it. I'm like, this is not even
good. This is silly. So on Dorktown, we do org game, which, you know, two similar things, and you just choose between.
Yeah.
Very simple.
And now, from what I've learned, the stickier the situation, the better. Right?
From like...
You're supposed to be pinned against the wall and have to make a choice.
Yeah, something very close and like would spur a debate.
Right. Which is... The hardest part about an org game is finding the perfect pairing,
right,
to make you split your decisions. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, those of you who don't know what an org game is, this first one is a warm up. It's a softball.
All right, softball.
You know, we're just going to lob it in.
Nice.
You'll understand very quickly what an org game is. I'm even going to do it in my Bell's announcer voice. IPA or IPL?
IPL.
I knew that already. IPA. Dang. I knew Matt. I always said, yeah. I could have answered Matt.
All right. So now.
Nick, what's yours?
IPA.
All right.
I loved that last IPL we had from Tioga Sequoia.
That was good. What was funny, I was looking through the Untappd check-ins on. The everybody, not my friends, but just the everybody. And like, it was like, there was a lot of people And it seemed like more girls. I don't Uh-oh. Just what I seem like. They were just like like one star, like I can't handle this. And then there are other people who are just like five star, like amazing. Mm-hmm. It was just like this very. It was one or the other. It was like, and there was guys too. I don't mean to be singling out girls. It just looked like to me. It looked
maybe
like
the dudes were acting like girls.
Yeah. And it was like one star or five star. It was just very.
Well, when you say IPL and people know it's a lager, they expect it to be this buttery, smooth, simple thing. And then when you actually drink that beer, you're like, oh, it's not bad. And then it punches you in the mouth. And it's like, here's some bitterness. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. And to me, I go, all right, I like that. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to have that same opinion.
I think that's what I was gathering. Like, people didn't know what they're drinking. The people that are rating it bad didn't know what they're drinking.
Exactly.
And basically, if you don't understand the style, just don't rate it. Leave it alone. Check it in and just drink
no
it.
No rating is an option.
Yes, you cannot rate it. Just so, all right.
Nice.
Side ramp.
Inside, yes. So very good. My first one worked well.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
All right. This is for the brewers in the room.
I'm out.
Two row or six row?
Two row.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did six. You got to go all six.
You know it's six.
Two.
Two rows superior.
Two rows superior.
Handsome Dan, ladies and gentlemen.
Bah. You're two rows away from everything. That's just a geographical oddity. Two rows away from everything.
Beers and burgers, or beers and brats?
Burgers.
Hmm. Burgers.
Okay, burgers.
The only time I like,
did have to think about it.
The only time I like brats or any sort of encased meat to be paired with beer.
Encased meat.
Is if somebody has a multitude of mustards, which helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Situational.
Different mustards.
Because, I mean, when you have meat platter and you have more than...
I have meat platter.
More than five options of mustard, that kind of... should spark anybody's interest.
Would you like to come home? I have meat platter. You come home to my place?
Please come see my meat platter.
I have meat platter. Various mustards. You enjoy.
There's a world of mustard out there.
So you like mustard more than...
You need to open your eyes, guys.
Brats is what you're saying.
You need something that get mustard on. You can't just have mustard straight.
Okay. Here's a case in point. How many times have you gone to your doctor and he's like, oh, you need to cut back on the mustard? When has that ever been a medical condition?
If your bunghole's getting a little yellow, I guess that might be time.
Maybe for you, Matt, you might get that.
But I mean, you know, they'll say like, oh, cut out the mayonnaise or the egg yolks or soda or caffeine.
So you're saying like you can have as much mustard as you want.
And it will not affect you.
Nobody's like... It's like, man, how much mustard do you have? It's going to be an odd question, but how much mustard do you eat?
You've got a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could tell.
Oh, I think I found what's going on.
But, I mean, think about it. If you're like, oh, I had a hamburger, but I skipped the mayonnaise and the cheese, and I just had mustard on it, they'd be like, nope, that's a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be like, oh, you need to cut out that mustard, bro.
I enjoy mustard.
You need to cut out that mustard.
I enjoy it.
Nice.
I don't think I like brown mustard so much. Just like brown beers.
Beer mustard.
Hey, if you go to Save Mart, they have a line of Sierra Nevada mustards.
Really?
Yep. And even Whole Foods jumped on the...
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's usually eye level.
I was just in Save Mart a couple hours ago.
They have a spicy, they have a stout, they have pale ale.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that.
They're all good mustards.
And I'm the only mustard eater in the house. So.
Even Whole Foods, they jumped on the train. It's a private label out of Texas, but they have a pale ale mustard. So I don't know who's providing the beer for it, but even Whole Foods has one.
I've had
there's your mustard 411.
Mustard tangent.
Wow, I guess we can do a mustard podcast. I had something from Stone.
Yeah, they make
a mustard.
Yeah. They have a good mustard.
Yeah, I had that. That was good.
And a barbecue sauce, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Stone does everything. They make their own sodas. They have their own dipping sauces.
Greedy bastards.
They breed their own koi, whatever.
Those are all Stone Kois in that freaking Stone Gardens there.
We start with one koi.
We have one koi we make out of air. And then it becomes mini koi.
Mini.
All right. Another hard question. Cold. As this McLeod IPA goes well.
Doing cold well. Transferred or no transferred?
Cold transfer, bro.
Or no transferred. Like, do you got to go to the brewery to get the beer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or do you
want to
see your
saying.
Favorite brewery?
Do you want your brewery to be transferred cold to you?
To you.
Or do you want to go straight to the brewery and don't circumvent the whole transferring system?
You will never get this outside the brewery.
Okay, so I thought of it a different way. But I do prefer, I mean, I could just be biased because I run a tap room, but I do prefer certain beers to be tap room only.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the exclusivity or the controlling of its habitat. You know, there's a few reasons.
Yeah, I'm agreeance. I'll no transferring then.
No transferring?
I can't believe I'm giving up cold transferred. But
me too.
You know, if I have the ability, I'll go to the brewery.
Wow. See, I'm cold transferred.
Nothing better than brewery beer.
I want to take it home with me.
Oh.
Whatever you can drink on your porch.
Yep.
Yes. Now you're swaying me a little bit. Because I don't get out much.
Come back over here.
Oh, no. Brewery. Definitely brewery.
Oh, yeah. Matt said it's okay.
Definitely brewery.
All right. Tiki Bike Bar.
Uh-oh.
Or New Belgium Couch Bike.
Ooh, good one. I'm going to go Tiki.
Yeah?
Because it sounds more fun, because more people can
there
be
is
involved.
More people, yes.
Because you would be the guy that played the Tiki song?
Yeah, and the Tiki room.
I have a request.
Hey, I bet you haven't heard this before.
I brought my own tape.
Tiki room.
This thing got a tape player.
Did you see that? You ever been there? They got this Tiki room there, right? You ever heard of that?
They got Dole Whips.
Dole Whip. You love them. I would want to try a couch bike. As long as you could drink on it.
Yeah, couch
bike. Oh, yes, there is drinking allowed.
I've been on the Tiki bike, which the advertising part is you could pedal or you don't have to.
Oh, you're that guy? That's like, I'm not pedaling.
You're not singing. You're just mouthing the words.
Yep.
I have a back issue. I can't pedal, guys. You're all gonna have to pedal.
But they also did the whole like you kind of participated, so you're kind of in workout mode. And they're like, well, it's coming to an end. You better slam it because you can't take it with you. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I have to finish this beer right now, so I can leave. And you just have that moment.
Be the guy that everyone's off the bike. And you're just sitting there with your beer.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving.
And the guy can't go home till you're finished.
Just like in the bar, you only one left in the bar, and you're like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and they're like, "Oh no, it's cool." That's what it was like at the railroad yard. I was the only one, literally the only customer in there, and it was like a half hour before they closed, and I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you know, can I have another beer?" "Oh no, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine."
As they're like putting table, you know, chairs on stools, chairs on tables and stuff.
Mop around you.
Yeah, mopping. Oh, excuse me. Uh-huh. Like, oh, yeah, I guess it's fine.
They give you half a glass.
Yeah, and they're like, here's the taster. Oh, sorry. Here's your, we went ahead and ran your credit card. Oh, thanks.
We open tomorrow at 6, yeah.
Just so you know, we open for breakfast tomorrow. I want to come back.
All right, moving on. Barstool. Barstool or booth?
Depends on the location.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Belly up to the bar, talk to the bartender, possibly the brewer. Or do you hide in the back in your own private booth?
So it's at the brewery.
There's a lot of factors in this.
It's Andor craft favorite craft beer bar.
No breweries have booths though.
We could fix that.
Not many do anyway.
If I'm at a bar, I prefer to be at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at a brewery, I prefer their patio.
Hmm. Damn, I almost went with patio too.
Well, that you can.
But there could be a bar at the patio, which I could be at.
With a booth.
You can adjust that. You can adjust that. You could say, you know, basically you're saying booth, you're saying not at the bar.
Right. So private seating or bar seating.
Right. Like really, like cool, nice private seating.
Yes.
Well, I've been to bars where I've had intelligent conversations with people, and I've been to bars where I go, okay, I'm going to go over here now. So, depends on.
I usually like not, you know.
I like craft beer.
Not interact. I like craft beer and not interacting as well.
Sometimes you meet people that have the personality of a wet mop.
Wow.
That's me.
Hey.
But
you've been reading my LinkedIn again?
But my difference is you won't know it because I'm not going to bother you either. I'm not going to bother you with my personality. I'll sit in the corner with it.
Yep. Just leaned against the wall.
Yep.
In the corner.
It depends for me. If I'm by myself, I'll go to the bar. Usually.
Right.
But I do like booths.
I do love a good booth.
I like a booth and like I can have my moleskin.
Yeah.
And I got a fully charged smartphone and my moleskin.
And your thoughts.
And a beer. And by myself in the booth, that sounds pretty good. Oh, now I'm just getting swayed. Now I'm booth. I'm back to booth. I want to go to the bar. Somebody's going to talk to me at the bar. No, booth.
I like the booth.
I do not enjoy an unwanted bar conversation.
Just trying to drink my beer.
It's just like an airplane. When you're like, oh, I got all this reading stuff. Oh, I'm going to read. I'm going to do some writing, blah, blah, blah. And the person next to you is like, so, what do you do? Fuck.
My favorite crayon is purple. And you're like, cool, thanks.
That's a good crayon. Thanks.
All right. Peanut butter stout or pumpkin beer?
Peanut butter stout.
Peanut butter stout.
Damn you guys. Assholes.
Although I don't hate pumpkin beer as much as Matt does, but I'll take a peanut butter stout.
All right.
And by the way, it's coming.
It is. Brace yourselves.
Brace yourselves. I already saw Oktoberfest.
Yes.
I saw Oktoberfest is in Whole Foods right now.
Just let the pumpkin flow through you.
Sitting there Oktoberfesting.
Let the Oktoberfest flow through you.
Oh, yeah.
Pastrami on rye beer or fried chicken beer?
Fried chicken beer.
These are both real.
Right.
They both exist.
Yeah.
Pipeworks pastrami on rye or Vail's fried chicken beer?
I eat chicken more often than I eat pastrami, so I guess I know which one I'm going
with. There you go. See, Nick, situation.
Nick?
Pastrami. I'm going to try the pastrami.
Oh, okay.
Crowded bar with free beer or a completely empty solitude peaceful bar with full
solitude
price,
peaceful bar full price.
Price beers.
Yep, full price. That's me.
Free bar. Free.
Nah, I don't care.
Free IPAs. Free hazy IPAs.
When I give the bar this a piece of plastic.
It's free.
And then they just make me sign. The only thing I have to do for my beer when I do that is just sign this little piece of paper or sign a screen. And that's it.
Put the finger on the screen.
Yeah. So. No, yeah. Second. Like, peaceful bar with all the beer I want and I'm paying for it. That's fine. Way better than free.
And being elbow to elbow.
I stay away from free events. Free events just bring out all the shitholes. Yep. Sorry.
All the shitholes. Visit Summer.
Yep.
Fres Yes Fest. Fres 2018. Yes Fest.
Hey. I still go to Fres Yes Fest.
Yeah, that's different. That's a free event, not free beer.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on who you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Who do you know?
I don't know anybody.
Okay.
Mike Oz. Mike Oz, no, he'll give me, he's like, you want these tickets? I don't know what to do with them. You drink beer at them, Mike. Oh, I don't know. Here. Thanks. You should start getting into drinking beer. Because it's fun.
All right. How much longer should we drag this out? I got a few more.
Well, just keep going.
Man, keep going? Yeah. All right.
We're, well, I mean, the patrons are paying for all this time, this that's extra right. mega mm-hmm. extra space we're using.
We're just using it up. Jacuzzi beers or boat beers?
Jacuzzi.
Not like jacuzzi. Jacuzzi.
Yeah, I like jacuzzi. Yeah,
I figured we were all jacuzzi guys.
But boats here. Are fun.
But there's listeners playing too, so we got to throw right. that in.
Yeah, jacuzzi.
There's listeners.
There's nothing better fun. Than a nice hot tub.
I don't know how I've not gotten a jacuzzi in my lifespan, but I have not. But jacuzzis are fun.
All right. This one's for Matt.
I'm sure if you walked into a jacuzzi shop, you would end up with one.
Salesman but, said I needed
no,
this.
No, I did once. I did once, and I somehow managed to walk out of there with that one. I was just looking.
I don't know if I need this.
Yeah.
I'm going to better check with my wife.
I was like, what do you got, a 220? Do you have a 220 hookup? No. Ah, sorry, man. I can't do it.
Okay, for me.
For Matt. Fat Tire or Bikini Beer?
Ooh.
Fat Tire.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought I was going to sway him on that one.
Yeah, because he does love that Bikini mm-hmm. Beer.
I do.
But that Fat Tire is his classic go-to.
No, I mean, Bikini Beer is good, and... I am more disencouraged from drinking in an evening if there is no hoppy beers involved. Like, I'll have a Fat Tire and just be like, meh, I'm good. But if there's a hoppy beer, it just keeps it going.
Yeah,
keep it rolling.
Hoppy is fun.
But, I mean, Bikini Beer is awesome. And same thing, if you wanted to have 3 beers and still wake up tomorrow and not feel like crap, that would be the beer. So they both have pros, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's a 12-pack in my fridge, and it's Fat Tire.
Damn, I thought you were going to be more torn on that one.
I guess.
All right. Aged in oak or aged on oak?
Ooh. I'm saying on, because I don't give a shit about it tasting like oak. And I'm assuming...
I don't give a shit.
No. Nope.
What'd you age it in? I don't care.
I can really... This beer really brings out the oak.
I don't give a fuck.
Shove it.
Hey.
That's me at the end of the bar, by myself on the bar.
Yeah.
Now I jump into the conversation.
I'm like... oh, well, you're that guy.
Oh, really? You can taste the oak? Oh, really?
Millennial.
Taste it oak.
Damn millennial.
I'm going to say aged in oak, because I like a good bourbon barrel aged stout.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah. Give me that. Give me that wood. Whoa, wood. That sounded bad. All right. Here's Mikey's sticky situation.
Oh, man.
Flat Pliny. Or okay. fresh, crisp, carbonated Rebel.
Oh, man.
Old Flat Pliny. Kind of warm. Kind of not.
And
like,
I really need a beer.
And you right really there. Need a beer. Or this nice, cold...
Flat Pliny. Flat Pliny. Wow,
still not breaking on the Rebel thing.
Nope. There's no way a fresh Rebel is better than a Flat Pliny.
We often sample flat beers at the brewery, so it's nothing new to me.
And we're going to finish off on a gem Mikey dropped in the last Dorktown.
I did?
Old beer. What do you do with it? Do you dump it or do you save it?
Right. I was given advice by Matt to dump it.
Dump old beer.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you save it for just like once in a while, right, some emergency situation happens? Yeah. It's 1 a.m. and like
you need
party,
a beer.
The party is going, like everyone's like, yeah! I mean, not necessarily like party, but just, you know, you're just a couple group of people hanging out. Nobody wants to go home. You're like, yeah! There's nowhere else to go to get beer.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather, even though it's old-ass shitty beer, wouldn't you rather have that old-ass shitty beer than no beer?
At that point in the night, you don't care what anything tastes like.
Right. That's all my thinking of keeping around old beer is like, there's going to be one night, it might be 6 months from now, there's going to be one night where I'm going to be real happy this beer's still there.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm saying keep it. Because I do. I keep I old those, beer for some reason.
Those super old Swamis, it's still in the fridge. Nice. I keep meaning to throw out because I want to do it on social media and not just like do it, you know, without anyone watching. Right. Can't do that anymore. But they're still there. They're like from January. Or no, they're from 2016, like January 20, like they're over a year old. And they were just bought recently.
There's always friends that I see that they'll torture themselves by buying miscellaneous and or out of code beer from like grocery outlet or something like that. They'll purposely buy it. They're like, we know it's old, whatever. I'll see them punish themselves and I'll always be like, there's beer I never get around to in my fridge. And it's not super old. It's still very drinkable. I just know that I'm not going to get to it. I've passed over it enough times. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like, if you're low on beer, just hit me up and I'll donate beer to you. It's drinkable beer. And they never take me up on it. So there's just been multiple times where I've just dumped beer. It's just like, can't get around to everything.
Wow. You just bring them here. We'll see what just we can do with it.
Yeah. We got a show.
I always do. I do that too.
So check out episode 225 if you want to hear that orgy.
Oh, Dorktown.
Dorktown. Huh? There it is. There's your perfect pour.
Perfect pour game. Bring that back later on. I liked it. Good job. So we're gonna need a new McLeod ale, and we're also gonna need to do. Driving 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network, including Dorktown. But you can call that and leave a message. Let us know something, maybe some trend that we're not talking about you want us to talk about. There's maybe some brewery that's opened up in your town you want people to know about. Stuff like that. Fun stuff like that. We like you to call us and tell us about it. Ooh, did you guess what that was?
I love gold!
16-ounce can. Very good.
Very good.
There's a new McLeod ale.
My first McLeod
top pour. Oh, you're getting a top pour from a McLeod 16-ounce can.
Dappled sunlight.
Do we know how available these McLeod cans are? Or is it just brewery only?
Is there a UPC on that one?
Okay, that's a good... No UPC.
Probably tap room.
They have... This is the first time I've seen it. The independent label.
So this is the
first time I see it in real life. The Brewers Association.
It's on there.
Independent upside down bottle.
Whoa.
It is on there. Nicely done, McLeod.
So he doesn't say how far these are going, but these are officially this one here, the 16-ounce cans, not the Crowlers. There we have two 16-ounce cans. This is the first one, the Dappled Ale. Is their official can release, first time canning. And this was canned July 29th.
Nice.
So this is official McLeod.
Dappled Sunlight. Scottish Sparkling Ale. I'm pretty sure I have not had a Scottish Sparkling Ale before.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that one. Damn, this is just as good as the Dancing with the Devil. What's it?
And the deal with pale moonlight.
Dancing with the Devil.
This is good.
Van Halen alternate hit.
Well, there's the band Sir Sly, they have "Sometimes I feel like I'm running from the devil."
Mm-hmm.
And then Van Halen has "Running with the Devil." So is that the generation gap, or did we know something? Is something else been taught or learned? Who knows?
I don't know. Voicemail.
Perfect tour! I'm driving! Hey, boys. Florida Steve. I am so glad to see that the Google cutoff bug is alive and well. let me get back to what I was saying in my last voicemail, because I got cut off. I guess I've been doing a little bit of trading with A1 Lumber Jose.
Whoa.
And let me tell you, he has sent me some gems. He took a recent trip to Ohio, and he sent me back a custom six-pack of beer. Some of the names of the breweries escape me, but I know one of them for sure is Rheingeist. I've not recently had their Truth IPA, which was pretty good. Mighty tasty. I got another Rheingeist in the fridge, and some other beers, can't remember for the life of me the names of the others. My memory's going. The older you get, your memory just goes. But I did send Lumber a care package from the from Florida Keys Brewing Company. He got a 2 cans of the Iguana Bait IPA and the Sun Sessional. Sun Sessional is an IPA, and the Iguana Bait. I'm sorry, the Iguana Bait is a Kolsch. Yeah, Iguana Bait is a Kolsch. But yeah, it's been interesting between me and Lumber Jose, and he's also been a pretty good contributor to the UCBF. So
he's also giving us beer.
Lumber Jose for all he's done, and definitely you guys. Thank you for getting my voice out there, and I definitely get your voice out there as well. So. But that's all I got. I'll keep listening, and cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you, Florida Steve. Yeah. United Craft Beer Forum on Facebook.
Yeah, cheers to him. He's been reviewing all his Modern Times beers. Keep up the good work, guys. So check out his forum for beer reviews, video beer reviews. Especially about the Modern Times stuff that Florida's just been getting.
Yeah. Too bad the Modern Times is over. That'd be cool.
Perfect pour. Hey, it's the Oval Circle calling in after the Fontana Gym fantasy football draft. So we're sitting here drinking beer.
Oh,
we had a little discussion. So I wanted to watch Hope float. Fontana Gym wanted to watch Full Metal Jacket.
Floats?
So to compromise in the middle, we decided to watch... 50 Shades of Grey. So I wonder if that's a good movie to watch with guys.
No, it's not to watch with guys.
I'll watch 50 Shades of Grey with you guys by ourselves, drinking on the patio. So
keep up good work, guys. Idea. And,
take care.
Thanks. No, don't do that.
Gotta go Hope Floats. Gotta Sandra Bullock. I mean, come on.
All right, fine. I think I remember that being enjoying that when I saw it. 20 years ago or whatever that was. There's nothing more uncomfortable than, like, only if your parents are around is there nothing more uncomfortable than watching, like, something sexual with just a bunch of dudes. Like, that's just the worst. And that movie's a piece of shit, too. the whatever, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, boy.
It's ridiculous. I've seen better Skinamax movies.
Wow.
Than that thing.
Ding dong pizza delivery.
Yes.
Haven't seen it, don't know what it's about.
Yeah. Thankfully.
You've got it. apparently they were getting pretty drunk because then we got a text from I think the same group saying, "Can we send dick pics to the number?" No.
I believe Google Messaging does not
Oh, really?
Support.
Wouldn't the support? They probably MMS.
Oh, right. Great.
You know,
what we got to look forward to now?
I could handle it, but in general, no.
You're just going to taint them back anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fair warning. If you send dick pics, get ready. There's going to be a retaliation.
Return fire.
You know what Trump was saying? Like, it's going to be fury, lots of fury, fire and fury. You're going to get, like, fire and fury back. Don't you worry.
Mustard bunghole.
What are they the perfect for? Do you agree here? And guess what I'm doing, eh? I'm editing. I'm producing, eh? Check it out, eh? I got three topics, Holmes. One for each and one of you. If you guys like it, use it. If you don't. But give yourself a minute, I said, to answer these questions. And maybe it can become like a little segment for the podcast, Holmes. Check it out, eh? Nickpicking. Nick. Nickpick something, I said, craft beer. Something that you dislike or just tangent, Holmes. Just give me a minute of that, I said. What are they? Matt. What's the matter, yo, Matt? Talk to us, Holmes. What's going on with Kraft?
What?
What's going on with Kraft? What the hell is he talking about? What's the matter?
He's trying to pun up our names.
Last one, Holmes, from Mikey. Check it out, Mikey. Mike, check. Tell us something about... Tell us a beer that you untapped that you would change your rating, eh? And why? Oh, what a... Okay. Check it out. And then another segment, is that for Chew Your Beer? Chew on this. Where Chew Your Beer talks about barbecue and what beer goes with it. What a list. So let me know what you feel. Like, for instance, it's a ceviche and a nice salt goes. That's it. Like a sea salt goes or something grimy and lemony with ceviche, Holmes. What a list. That was your chew on this minute. Okay, watch it. Peace out. Eh? Right.
I like the chew on this. Keep up the chew on this. Just come in, say, hey, it's time for chew on this. And then you give a chew observation, and that's a good segment. I like that.
Nice. I don't think I could go for a whole minute. That's what she said.
I think that's what he said.
Oh, yeah. So, nitpicking. So, now I'm thinking Seinfeld. You know what really bothers me?
I'm going to have to think about that for next episode. I'm going to, like, prepare... Yeah. My segment for next episode. For what untapped review I would change. Ooh. See, that's the thing. I will change them because they're different. You know, I'll have it and it's a different beer. Usually it's an IPA that's not as fresh. And I'm like, well, this doesn't deserve a 4.5 anymore.
I gave this a 5 last time. Oh,
no,
my God.
Now it's 4.25. Voicemail.
The Uber rates are too damn high.
Whoa.
This week, and,
that was weird.
The mystery texter lost.
What?
I didn't,
it's like two different truckers
at
talking.
I just shot you guys a text on the whim.
This is unprecedented.
At Applebee's today in Manteca.
Applebee's in Manteca.
He's got a Blue Moon. Angel City IPA.
He said, oh, they're
still ale. They don't have that. Fucking Indian beer. He's corporate.
I'm not sure why that was so funny, but because every time it came up, it was something funny.
Applebee's.
Applebee's. Corporate beer. That's never happened before. It's all the foibles of voicemail that's happened. Not even Kelly has done that.
So he's telling this epic story. He's like, so we're at this craft beer bar having 6 Pliny's, and this guy looks over at us from the Applebee's.
Yeah.
And we're laughing at him, and then he's having a Blue Moon.
Wow.
But we think he was at the Applebee's having a Blue Moon because of the cutouts.
Oh, gosh. That was too good. Thanks, Fontana Jim.
Hey, guys. Matt Tacoma.
What's up, Matt?
So I'm down here at Tacoma Beer Week.
Nice.
It's Wednesday.
Up there in Washington. You're almost in Canada, bro.
I don't know what day it is. Anyways, it's the IPA.
It's Friday.
Make a run for Canada.
Six IPAs from Tacoma come in. One reigns supreme for the next year. I'll tell you right now, I feel like they picked the 6 out of the 10 last year I didn't like and served them up. Nothing worth noting here except for a good time. Tomorrow they're going to have a bunch of good stuff on tap. No, it's Wednesday. I don't know what day it is.
Who cares?
It's always Friday.
Went out last weekend, waited at a brewery called Holy Mountain. Don't know if you ever heard of them.
Waited in line
2 hours for some sours. Good times. Good times. Good bottles. Then I went over to Ruben's 5th anniversary. They make the
burger
juice.
Place?
They make the best juice in Seattle. They had a 5th anniversary juice. Really good. If you're ever in Seattle,
go to Ruben's. Had a Ruben's? Did he
say River best
brewery.
Juice?
Best
this brings
juice.
Me to...
Juice.
Well, I'm calling, guys. I made the pizza pills.
Oh.
And it's really, really good. It was really, really intimidating.
We need some.
I thought, no. Just
I'm looking out
for
it.
Alone. But I put it on top of pineapples.
Oh,
I put
God.
The jalapenos in there for a day. I
don't need
I made a tincture with Italian herbs, Thai basil, spicy Thai basil, thyme, and oregano, fresh, of course, soaked in some Tito's vodka. Put about a shot for each gallon in there. And just tried some 2 days ago. Guys, it's really good. Thank you for the inspiration. I really appreciate it. Hopefully I can get a couple bottles down to you. I think I just sent those to Tioga, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know the drill. Keep up the good work.
Whoa. All right. We were going to quit, but he said to do it.
Oh, man. I want that Matt beer. I want that pizza beer. Damn it.
Didn't you say it's got pineapple in it?
No. Still, I'll do it. As long as there isn't physical pineapple and floating around in it. The final voicemail of the week belongs to...
What are they looking forward to? You've been here taking a break from...
That's number two.
My bathroom's A. It's done. Bathroom number one is done. I got to start on the master bathroom. I did a tear down already, but I'm tired. Work and then working at home sucks. But it saves you a lot of money
at
home.
Does.
Check it out, eh? I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I was saving this beer for the winter, but for some reason I really wanted a stout. So guess what I popped open?
Parabola.
Get Moored by Tioga Sequoia. What I like, this beer is pretty damn good, eh? Fluffy, creamy, delightful, great aromas.
Oh,
I wish
s'mores.
I had some ice cream to pour it over. What are they? Check it out, eh? Reason why I'm calling, Holmes, you should have received my package by now. Nothing but McLeod. Hopefully McLeod's taking over the podcast this week.
I haven't had a single beer the whole night.
Don't let it sit. Usually it's all cask ale, so the sooner you drink it, the fresher it is for you. What else, Holmes? Let me think. Quick things.
Come on, Chew.
Fuck, man.
You can do it.
Blank, Holmes. That's right, Holmes. I sent you a Mikey. I sent you a little gift for whenever Chew Your Beer is back in Fresno, and if people want to listen to the voicemails, there's a little jack. I don't know if it works, Holmes. I bought it for real cheap. That's why I covered the price because I was embarrassed. But hopefully it works.
Picked up from Blair.
Oh, we need this to hear, right? What are they? I send in 2 stickers. They're reusable. Once again, stick them wherever you want. And that's it, Holmes. Just enjoy those beers as soon as possible. Hopefully you're doing it now. So, because McLeod's going to be listening. That's it. What are they? This is Chew Your Beer. And Tioga Sequoia makes one hell of a stout. And I got a couple more. I have a lot more stouts from Tioga. Let's just say I got the Midnight. The Everything's.
Midnight Lightning.
Cake Rush. Man, I'm going to have a good night tonight. What are they? This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out. Right there, watch out. You saw it, eh?
Chocotazo.
Nice.
A chocotazo.
That's what we call a segue, by the way.
A chocotazo.
In the biz, it's called a segue.
A chocotazo. If you shit, you don't want to deal with it. Chocotazo, chocotazo. If you're running late to work,
we didn't hear from Paul. We didn't hear from Scotty B.
What's going on here?
We haven't heard from Paul for a couple weeks.
Is he okay?
I don't know, man. I'm a little worried about Paul.
Chocotazo. Chocotazo.
You haven't called in for a while. Call us in, man.
Yeah.
You're like, I wish the show would be doing more of this. You can control that because you can call in and do more of it. Or you can email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com, or look at perfectportpod. All the links you need on there. They're all on there. All the things.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
It just makes me miss Paul more.
No, 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 I will not allow myself to think about it and cry. 559-492-0542.
Hopefully Paul got his package.
Whoa. Thanks everyone for the content. Thanks for helping out the show.
What? The show's over. What?
What? Oh, sorry. You wish. Sorry, bro. You're still in this hot garage
it's
for a while.
It's getting a little dry over here, so if you could help out with that. I know you're just waiting to take your Instagram photo over there.
No.
Boss poor.
I love gold.
Waiting to periscope your Snapchat over there.
Dropbox.
Newbie entering the show. It's McLeod Tap Takeover. And I believe this is our last McLeod.
Yes.
We've got them all open now, Chew. And McLeod in the Southern California's Van Nuys, to be specific.
What does London know about a lager? It's crystal
what's
fucking
going
clear.
Around the table. What does London know about a lager?
This is a Choose 1000 beer, isn't it?
Oh, I think you're right, huh? It's got some bubbly action going on.
You mean carbonation?
Oh, that? Okay.
Coagulating?
Oh, yeah. This is a nice lager.
Very nice, McLeod.
I would say it's crushable, but it's a 5.3%, so...
That's not crushable? It's too much for
under
you?
5% would be crushable for a lager, bro. Know your lagers.
Know your lagers, bro.
London doesn't mess around.
Guess not. When it comes to lagers, they're going to make them.
Would you like a lager that's 5.3% or 6% or 7%? What's the taste difference? Nothing.
Oh... This is good. And I'm not especially fond of straight
lager. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Beer releases to look out for. Ones we're personally looking out for and ones we feel you. The perfect poor listener might want to look out for. Every week, Alvarado Street, it's just a given. Just like every, whatever
look,
they're
look
doing.
Look what we're doing now.
Look what we're doing now. There's one called Odd Flocks With It. That clear juice. It's got one of the, you know, when the white guy tries to pretend he's all hip hop. What was that movie? So many years ago, God dang it, with the guy, the comedian slash actor.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
No. So in that vein, but not.
Is the one where the guy smoked a lot of weed? Was it that comedy movie?
I think this is sort of playing off the one I'm referencing that I can't think of, but it's a West Coast style meets a New England style IPA. And so it's got Coast character and West Coast haze.
No.
I don't know. No haze. No haze, pal. So I'm looking out for the I'd Flux with it. Epic, Utah's Epic, is releasing a series of New England-style beers month in 12-ounce cans. They look just cool can art looking.
No!
So,
stop it.
Just look out for that. And I know you guys are.
Totes.
San Diego's Second Chance Brewing Company. Clever hoppy name. That's the name of the beer. Clever hoppy name.
They went with the insert clever saying here.
I like it. It's an XPA, and it has a hint of tangerine.
Oh.
5.6. It looks really good. 6 packs. 12-ounce can, 6 packs. I'm looking out for that. And one called Don't Tell Mike. That's the name.
I'm looking out for that.
How many times that's been said behind my back, I don't know.
Shh, don't tell Mike.
Don't tell Mike. But I want that beer. It's a collab between Hoof Hearted and Stillwater. And it's a double IPA.
What'd you say?
Hoof Hearted.
Hoof or who?
Woof, woof. It's an extreme song. Hoof Hearted. There's some things I'm looking out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
I was starting to look out for a Modern Times beer, and I realized it was the beer style.
And you realize it's in Boise now, and you're like, never mind.
So
Boise's getting this beer?
My looking out for is pretty dry this week.
I never heard of that one. Never heard pretty of Pretty Dry
this week. That's a good name. I like that name.
Good beer name.
Pretty Dry this week. All right, I'm looking out for that one, too. Any other ones? No? All right. Nick.
Hi.
What's some beers to look out for?
Looking out for... Trader Joe's just revamped their shelves. Looks like some freshies.
They got some freshies?
Except for the Modern Times. That's old.
Oh.
Don't buy the Modern Times.
Uh-oh. Heads up.
Yeah. Mandarin IPA from Mission Brewing. Haven't had a good Mission in a while.
Had their Denali at Spokeasy.
What? Mission Denali?
And it was not bad.
There you go.
Denali, what style?
It was an IPA.
Huh.
Like a 7% IPA.
You guys have been there.
Been there. Had it.
Had the professional tour. Yeah. And
he actually had an interview on there on our show.
Yes.
Remember that? When we did interviews?
Yep. That was the most awkward day ever.
If I just give you guys an interview, will you stop looking at me awkwardly? Sure.
Sure. I'll look at you in a different awkward way. Right now I'm looking at an awkward, like I'd like to interview for a podcast way. After that, I'll look at you differently.
After that. What were we doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Looking out for.
Oh, yeah.
More looking out for beers.
Trader Joe's also has the Session Lager. Remember, like, Session had the little stubby medicine bottle beer lagers.
Full Sail.
Is it Full Sail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're now in cans.
Oh, they're in cans.
Session Lager in cans.
Nice. That's a good lager.
And Session Black?
I've had it at the brewery. Red. And Full Sail.
I'd be willing to try it. Hood
River, Oregon.
Speaking of Track 7, they have a couple new cans out. They are jumping on the can tram.
Can.
What? I didn't know that they were only 5 years old.
Wow.
Track 7. That I feel like they've been around for a while, but.
No. Yeah, that seems about right.
We're older than Track 7.
Did you hear that game on. I think it was on the. SD Beer Talk portion.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, 3BZine does the Jeopardy. Factor Fiction or truer
what
Factor
is,
Fiction or something.
What is beer?
Yes.
And they're like, is beer good?
But on the Mega
Fact.
Can you answer that question with a Factor Fiction answer?
True fiction. Or false? Actually, it's not good. It just has alcohol in it and it gets you messed up.
That's true. If it weren't for the alcohol, I would not be drinking this.
That's a good statement. You would Yeah. There wasn't alcohol in it. You're right. I guess, like, why would I bother? Hmm. That's interesting. Because there's no alcohol in Diet Coke, but I drink Diet Coke all the time. Oh. No alcohol in coffee. I drink coffee all the time. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, hey, this beer has no alcohol in it.
Not going to do it.
Hmm. If I had to stop drinking alcohol, I would probably drink non-alcoholic beer, though. At this point. At this juncture.
Just to remember the good old days.
Right. But, like, to start off, if I had no interest in having alcohol,
mm-hmm.
I would just not bother with beer or wine or liquor. It would just not be a thing.
There you go. There's an org game.
It's sad.
Non-alcoholic beer or no beer at all.
Oh.
I bet some decent non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah. Like I said, if I couldn't have alcohol that night, there would be nights where I would situationally would drink non-alcoholic beer for sure, but I don't know. What the hell? Where are we at?
Oh, yeah. Track 7's Capital Punishment is an IPA from them, new in cans.
Did they get approval from the band?
Oh, you think there's going to be a problem?
Yeah.
Wait, is the band still around?
The most legendary Fresno punk band of all time, Capital Punishment.
Yes.
Well, band members are still around, but...
But is the band still
around? No.
I'm going to guess no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not.
It's all right. They're okay. Capital Punishment's not going to come after them for copyright stuff.
And also from track 7, Wild Puppy Berliner Weiss with Blueberries. Blueberries.
I haven't seen that one.
These are both new cans.
New in the
freshies.
Cans.
812. Freshies. 812
release
date. You
think they'll make Fresno? I don't know. Delta Pacific, aren't they the ones that distribute the track 7?
I believe you're right.
Yes.
All right. We'll have to ask.
Good old Randy.
Let's ask our boy Randy. Our friend Randy. We haven't talked to anyone for a while. Which, you know, it's okay, but might be nice if somebody came in here and talked
Wait
to us.
Wait a minute. You're the anti-guest guy.
I know. I'm the anti-guest guy. Now I'm like, I'm like the guy that like, oh, now you're not paying attention to me? Well, now you can come over. But when you're paying attention, I'm like, I don't need to talk to you.
All right. We'll get Randy in here.
Yeah. No, I like to contact him. I don't like to be contacted.
I want you to want me.
Yeah. You want me. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. All right, looking out for beers.
What is the deal?
Now we've got all these McLeods. There's still some McLeods. Yay. Lots of McLeods. McLeod's a good beer, man. Van Nuys. You going through SoCal?
Do
it. Make sure to stop in there, man.
Just do it.
And I like that Chew Your Beer. One of the first, not called Get It's, but it was a Get It, happened at McLeod.
Yes.
Paul was there. Kelly was there. I think Zorro Not Zorro was there. And Chew Your Beer. I believe that was the group I remember. They got together at McLeod's.
The original Get It.
The original Get It before they were called Get It's.
I'm going to play along.
Drum along, Nick.
It's working.
I broke it.
Nick's playing his replica Beatles set.
It's real, you know.
It's real.
This is the actual
size. Where's Ringo's money?
It was all camera tricks. This is the actual size.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. And it's not a McLeod beer. It's finally, the Stone Ghost Hammer.
The nose on this beer is insane. I still can't quite
looking out
it
for this beer for like 2 months.
Yeah. Like 6 months.
How do you get this, Matt?
Justin Bernard from Condominium Brewing donated it to the podcast.
Friend of the show, Justin.
This beer is just insane. Taste and smell, and I like it. It's very not stone, but it's very good.
But it says stone.
Yeah.
No, but it says stone.
But it's right there on the label.
It says stone. That's a good beer. All right, open up your Untappd apps.
Do I have to?
You got them. You don't have to if you got them written down.
Do I have to?
If you like to use your moleskin for your beer chickens. I am Dorktown on Untappd. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And Nick is the Nick 80. Nick, what have you been caught drinking this week?
I did something rad.
Yes, I love rad stuff.
I finally made it to Southgate Brewing Company.
What? You hadn't been to Southgate?
I have never been to
Southgate.
What?
That's crazy talk.
Yes, it is.
That was you up there? I assume, because I saw, because we all share the Instagram account.
Yep.
And I saw that, and I was like, I thought it was Matt. I was like, oh, Matt's up at Southgate.
Yep.
Wow, I did not know that was you.
We had a Bass Lake Day on Friday. A week ago from today? Question mark. And on the way back, I said, hey, you know my birthday was last Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. And pulled the birthday card.
My wife said, yeah, what are you getting at? I said, there's a brewery in Oakhurst. And she said, let's go.
Yes.
And I was like, son of a bitch. Nice.
That's a good woman.
So you went to the Oak Room.
sure. Is that what it's called?
You went to El Cid's.
El Cid. Oh, El Cid looked good.
Oak Room is the place where it could smell like pee as soon as you walk in. But it's a dive bar.
Ah. No pig. I had no idea they had a dive bar in Oakhurst, but that makes total sense. Nope, I went to the fancy schmancy Southgate O'Reilly's Auto Parts adjacent tap room.
Yes. Did you sit in the fancy portion or did you go to the bar portion?
No, see, we got sat in the fancy portion for some reason. We're like, we're just here for beer. Oh, right this way. And I thought, oh, cool, we're going to the bar. Nope, we're going into the dining room. Like, what? Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, the big room.
Yeah, the nice big room.
Yeah, large timbers. You don't feel as much of a beer drinker when they put you in there.
No, it was very regular people having lunch.
Yeah.
Not
like everybody you're in the all the next tables I kind of always sort of like half listen to what's going on at the other tables. And it's all these people are like, what's this lager IPA? What's this beer?
Yeah.
And then the waitress has to like sort of explain it because she doesn't kind of know either.
Right.
And it's just like this group of people like sort of vaguely knowing. And I'm just like,
your craft beer nerve starts itching.
actually, you want to try the,
Yes.
So yeah, that room's like reeks of people that have like barely tried beer room.
Well, yeah, there's that big dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the bar area.
Yes.
And then there's the super secret. You could watch the brewers. Yeah. So there's three sections.
That's
of
the
seating.
Old that old yes. air, little area.
I did not make it back to the brewing area because we were on our way out, and I was like, I don't feel like wandering around into somewhere I'm not supposed to be. So. Mm-hmm.
You're Nick from the Perfect Pour.
It's corralled off. It's not like you could walk into the brewing equipment, but it's just like picture windows.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's like, it's that, what was that? Wasn't there a meme or something? Like, it's that fishbowl thing where, like, you're just up against the glass, just watch one of those breweries, or you're just watching them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it's like.
I think it was the ape.
Look
in
at
the,
him moving
ape
around
the
grain. Look at him lift a grain, bag of grain. Ooh. You're like, watch this. Watch this, honey. Tap on the glass. Dun, 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 dun. Hey! 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 Oh, he looked at me. Honey, he looked at me. The boy looked at me.
Hi, Rick. Remember me?
Six row, right? Six row?
Six row. Hey, is that six row?
You got
right, six row.
Is that cold transferred?
Yeah, there were many tasters being poured in the dining room area. Yeah. Not many beers being ordered after that.
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh.
Trays full of tasters kept coming out.
This doesn't taste like Coors Light.
I was one of very few ordering full pints at the table.
That is a place where you go to the bar. To refer back to your org game question.
Yeah?
Booth or bar.
Right.
Southgate, bar.
Do the bar.
Because then you might run into some beer geeks.
Nerds.
No.
Nerd. Or not.
If you're sitting at the bar, you're just judging how bedazzled people's jeans are.
And the occasional European that comes in from Yosemite.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's, I hope, they have beer.
This is Yosemite Southgate?
Yosemite?
It's a brewery named after that, sir.
This is not Yosemite
Southgate. This is Southgate, yes. Where
I buy ticket to Yosemite here?
Where's Forest?
No.
I do not see Forest
from there.
We've just been camping for 5 days in a tent. Please don't sit next to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's that,
this
too.
This is like your first.
Because I've done that.
Yeah.
Come out of the woods after 3 days and be like, oh, God, civilization. I smell great.
So many people have done that. They're like, yeah, we've been camping away from everything for like 6 days. And I'm like, please go sit over there. And I don't want to talk to you.
This is half warm anyway. I'm leaving.
Yep.
All right, guys. See you later. Thanks for the beer. All right.
What were we doing? Oh, so Tasmanian IPA. Very nice. Oh, Tasmanian Devil White IPA. That's what it was. Really, really tasty. That's what I brought a growler home of.
Oh.
I haven't had that one. I think that's a new...
It must be.
New beer.
Because otherwise I would have had it.
They had a new Session IPA. They had a new Hazy IPA.
Wow.
And then I tried the Tasmanian Devil, and the other one was the Glacier Point Pale Ale.
Yeah, I've had that.
Love a good Glacier Point.
I was surprisingly pleased with that. I thought I was going to be disappointed, but it was actually
good. When the waitress brings that over here, I'm ready to be disappointed.
I'm ready.
Like, okay, sir.
So that was good. Oh, good food. The pies are good, too.
Their pizzas are really good.
I always have pizza. It's good.
Very good. Very well done.
You like your pizzas well done?
Well done, please. Well done.
Becky likes there's like an asparagus, not asparagus, like an artichoke. Artichokes
are good. Yeah.
There's an artichoke thing that Becky
Oh, the deep fried artichoke hearts? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, not on the pizza? Or on the pizza?
No, not on the pizza. It's like a
Appetizer.
Thank you.
Okay. Deep fried artichoke hearts.
The pizza was their appetizer.
Their fries are good. They have really good mac and cheese. They have really good pizzas. Really good burgers. Even their they have like a turkey or chicken pesto, some type of sandwich, and that's always good. And that's another trick about going to the bar. Is if you go to the main bar, they have the draft menu, but to the left of it, they have a specialty board, which is stuff that's not on the menu. It's like, yeah.
I missed the specialty board.
And so it could be like, oh, John's pick of the week, bacon, jalapeno, mac and cheese with, or whatever, you know, nice. Or it could be like the
chef special.
The bonsai burger. They'll just make something up, you know?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, speaking of burgers, Deucey's. The Lulu Burger.
Deucey's, Best Lake, Deucey's.
Mmm, Lulu Burger. Very nice.
Sounds like lamb.
Yep, lamb and beef.
No thanks.
You guys need to get out of here.
Nope. No reason to.
Sad face, further up the mountain, you know, up on the lake proper.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of craft beer choices. Obviously, Tioga Sequoia is well represented up there. And
You're saying it kind of thins out the higher you go?
Yeah, the bottle shops, AKA gas stations.
Did you go in that, I just called it Townie Bar, I forget the name, the bar that's above Deucey's next to the grocery store? Did you go in there?
That's where we ate lunch, actually. What's open during lunch.
What was in there? Was there anything in there? craft beer wise?
Craft beer wise? Mostly Tioga, Lagunitas.
Oh, Tioga. Mm.
Just, yeah, very basic.
Basic. Tioga. Basic.
Basic.
Ah, basic. What do you guys got? Oh, we got these Tioga. We got four taps, four handles of Tioga. Mm, basic.
Basic.
Yep. Sorry, basic. At least they got the Tioga.
They got the Tioga.
So there you go. If you're going to Yosemite, arguably the most beautiful place in the world.
Arguably?
And using the South Gate entrance from Fresno 41, got to stop at the South Gate Brewing, and and you got to check out the Tioga selection at Bass Lake.
Go see the Tioga. They have a little grocery store, too, that had like one craft beer door. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The grocery store in Yosemite Valley has, I think it has about two doors.
Whoa.
And it's mostly Mammoth and Tioga.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both ends of the park, yeah,
both,
basically.
Both sides of the Sierra are covered. Mammoth and Tioga.
Other than that, I just had a, you know, regular old Parabola. 2017.
Good old Parabola.
No big deal. 2017. Old.
My brother. Because that, there's
it's in oak, not on
oak.
Oh,
it's in.
Yeah.
There's a side stack of, I think it's Parabola, Save Mart at Herndon Milburn.
Is it liquor Parabola section. Or is it Sticky Monkey? Because that's an old side stack if it's still
Parabola. Yeah, it's been there for a while. Okay. It might be Parabola.
Sticky Monkey came out maybe a month ago.
It might
ago.
Be Sticky Monkey, too. But it's been sitting there for a while, so. Go check it out. Herndon Milburn, back in the liquor department.
Nice.
The back in the end.
One beer. Of three places they hide beer.
Yep. All right, Matt. Or did we do Matt's? We did Matt's. No, we didn't do Matt's.
Been caught drinking?
Yes.
I had a beer called Ghost Hammer from Stone Brewing Company.
Boring.
The one can did not make it to the show.
Oh.
I finished off my last of field work that I had in the fridge, which was a can of In Bloom, insert Nirvana reference here. It was their double IPA, and it's drinkable. I was willing to go into that.
Drinkable.
I was at Spokeasy, and I was desperately searching for an IPA to drink there. Everything was like double or frambois or
I'm always
something weird.
Doing
yeah.
that.
And they had fresh, just outstanding cans. And
oh,
I was
fresh.
Where?
Spokeasy.
Not a Eureka Burger.
Not a Eureka Burger.
Mm. I'm not sure how old that keg
fresh,
is.
Fresh, just outstanding cans.
All right.
And then while I was also at Spokeasy, I gave it a shot. I took a half pour, and I almost wish I had a full pour, but they had the Force Ghost from House of Pendragon. And I will say, even though it was hazy looking, it tasted like a true bitter IPA.
Hmm.
And right. I was pleasantly surprised. And I was like, well, had I known going into it it'd be this hoppy, I never would have doubted it. Hmm. So I
have, could have just cleared it up. You would have enjoyed it.
I have good word that their Lady Beer Love has an extra bottle, and she's threatened to come on here with that bottle. And I was like, okay.
I'm pick threatening you.
Yeah. And
next week, come on.
Also cleared out my last Drake's bottle that I had in the fridge. I had a Forging Raccoon. So
that's a good beer.
That
beer.
Damn you. That good is a beer. Good beer.
So... those are my noteworthy been caught drinkers.
Oh. Not a whole lot for me this week. I did have that Summer Vibes. I had my own personal can of Summer
nice.
Vibes from Tuscaloosa to IPL. Super tasty.
Did you want to fly?
Yes.
I just want to fly.
God dang it. Now that's going to be in my head for a week.
Tell
sorry,
what you
everyone.
Want.
Shut up. No. 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 I had Kern River River Buddy. That was old.
Oh, what?
That Kern Son River doesn't date their beers. And I had it, and it was old. It probably was from last year. I don't know.
Whoa.
Tasted that old.
Whoa.
And I'm so sick of running into old IPAs, man.
Wow.
Friggin' done with it, man.
That sucks, because that's a really good beer.
Yeah. It is.
Also, that's a pale ale.
Well, sure.
if you want to be technical. God.
Jerk.
Beer geeks.
Nerds. Yes, ogre. Nerds.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you, this is the one that we all need to remember that I had this week.
Okay.
The Citra Kolsch.
I already forgot. What was it?
called Citra Kolsch from Revision. Revision Brewing.
Oh, yeah. I had this at
Eureka Burger. So good. This is the beer I've been searching for all summer.
Wait, was Randy there doing a tap takeover? Because nope. That sounds like it.
And there might have been one before it, but it was not tap takeover night.
Well, usually you go on Tuesdays, which
it was a Wednesday night.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
There's your problem.
There's your freaking problem.
Where's my steal the glass? That was last night, sir. Was I can't steal this glass?
I'm going to anyways.
You're not supposed to, ooh. But I see you doing it anyway.
Dude, I almost didn't have this because there was a couple doubles on there that I hadn't tried. I'm like, no, I can't. It was like a family kind of get-together. Ooh. So I was like, I'll keep it light. I'm going to try that Kolsch. Oh, my God. It was so good. It was hoppy. I was like, yes. This is what I been wanting to have all summer, was this freaking Kolsch, Citra Kolsch from Revision. Have it. If you see it, have it, try it. Tell me it's not freaking excellent as hell. So there you go. That's enough.
You reminded me of a new Belgian beer that's coming out. That's kind of weird sounding.
Yeah.
Looking out for Sour Saison from them.
Really?
Yes.
You know what the name of it is?
Sour Saison.
It's just called Sour Saison?
That's it?
That's boring.
Barrel-aged sour.
Come on, get a little creative, New Belgium.
Barrel-aged sour blended with a dry champagne-like farmhouse ale. Perfect balance. Sour Saison. New right. Belge.
Well, late add to this. Late add to the looking out for. Nick playing his drum set. Yeah, bro. Metal. Cheers, Nick. I'm gonna get some more beer.
Okay.
One last beer.
Sure,
Nick.
You are.
So. Let's have some cheers.
Cheers to Southgate Brewing for being rad and having mountain town atmosphere and cool craft beer. Cheers to It's All About the Stout. I will be following this Instagram page, see if the name lives up to the hype. Cheers to Drinking Outside the Box, Instagram name of the show. Also, cheers to, please hold, Connor Dubbin for the story on the artificial intelligence beer naming. He sent that to our Facebook page. And there was one more. Where was it? Just cheers to everybody.
Cheers to everyone, man.
Cheers to all the patrons. Cheers to the world.
Cheers to all the patrons. The golden gods of the perfect pour. Donate money.
Golden.
The golden gods. They donate money to. They actually give us physical money. Every month.
Tangible money.
They are the people that donate $5 or more. And you can be that person as well. If you go to patreon.com/perfectpour or perfectpourpod. And look at the show notes and go to our Patreon page and you give us money and we hang out with that money. We go to strip clubs, have a great time.
Yeah, make it rain.
Make it rain. No. And when you donate money, it's cool because then you can hear a little bit of the tailgate action. You get to hear the show a little bit earlier than the rest of the peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else exclusive stuff we can think up to do for our patrons, you get to have that. And you get to be on the private Facebook group. So that's fun.
That's fun. So, cheers to cheers Kevin to Martins on Untappd. He took my reco of Old Rasputin and gave it a 4.5 on Untappd.
Oh.
He said, tried this because...
Wait, he gave your reco a 4.5? He rated your recommendation?
No,
I'm going to rate your recommendation.
Your recommendation. No, he tried. He said, tried this because Nick from the Perfect Pour keeps mentioning it. Really good stuff.
Nice.
So he tried a beer.
See? I reco. We're influencers, beer
so cheers,
people.
Cheers to Kevin people for taking a chance. People with breweries. And trying new stuff.
Nice. Matt, give some cheers, man. Just same, cool people. It's cool people are out there, dude.
It's a thin week.
Give them some cheers.
Cheers.
So. People wait for your cheers. They're like, man, I hope Matt gives me like nobody some props.
Cares. Nobody cares.
No, they care, dude.
They don't listen.
Nobody's been in this, the, nobody's been at the tap room and been like, dude, loving the show, man.
No, I tell people I'm busy, so.
You don't lie, hear it. Mm-hmm. You're like, Matt, somebody's here talking about the podcast. You're like, no, I'm not here.
I'm busy. In a meeting.
Meeting.
They can see you through the window. Meeting. Busy.
Important beer meeting.
But it's March 31st.
New beer entering the show. Nick might enjoy this.
Oh, really?
Balls Be Malted. A collab.
Now, why would I enjoy that?
You love your balls malted, bro. Admit it. Admit it. Right here on the show, Nick.
Check McKellar, out my malted balls.
McKellar did a collab with JWB, I guess. And it's called Balls Be Malted. Matt.
It's the end of the show.
It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers.
Pours out like obviously motor oil.
To the Golden Gods. Gods. Cheers to Roger B. Joanna Kennedy. Manny G. Evil Circle.
Evil Circle.
My boy Reggie. Reggie559. Paul V. And underscore the underscore wrench. And everybody that talks about us either actual a physical conversation like at a bar, you're at a taproom bar and you're talking about the Perfect Pour
or booth
doesn't matter, or if you're throwing us out there on social media, subscribing to the show on iTunes, whatever you're doing to help out the show, it's super appreciated, man. Really appreciate it. We loved in this show, and the more people hanging out and just being cool with the Perfect Pour. And cheers to everybody, all the other, the 800 different beer podcasts out there.
800 now, of them?
I don't know, probably.
Yeah, sounds probably about right.
At this point, yeah. Sounds about right.
There's one podcast for every four breweries.
I think so. I think that sounds right. Okay. Are we having this beer yet?
Yeah,
last sure. beer of the episode. Who donated this show, this beer?
If it's McKellar, it's probably Greg.
Probably Greg.
Yep, Greg.
It's a Greg beer. Is it written on there?
I do not see.
He's literally the only person that sends us that kind of stuff.
So,
he just wanted Greg us to say balls on the show. Talk.
Cheers to 3B Zine. Cheers to Beer with Friends. Cheers to all the beer podcasts.
Yeah, beer. Yeah, beer podcast.
This is good, man.
This is good.
It's a little sweet.
Oh, come on. You're just IPA'd. You're bitter from all those sweet IPAs.
What the hell style is this, though?
Beer.
Beer style.
Beer style.
I like beer style.
Imperial Porter brewed with malted milk and chocolat.
Okay, let's play our one ABV game of the episode.
Ooh, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
All right. I actually haven't seen it either.
Oh, okay. So you can play. We can all three
play. We can all three play.
I'm going to say 6.9.
I was going to say 6.8.
Ooh, all right, that's fine.
Damn
that's
it.
Fine.
I was thinking 8.7, but you guys really make me regret uh-oh that decision.
All right, go for it.
It's probably like 7-ish.
7-ish is correct.
What?
Just kidding. What if they actually put 7-ish?
Probably work.
11, sir.
What? Are you 11%.
Serious?
What? I can't believe I'm not off. Matt is not off.
1% sir.
Whoa. 11%. Way to hide it.
Well done, Mikkeller.
Hmm.
So this is crushable, right?
Crushable.
Is this in the crushable threshold?
Super crush. Well, why the hell? You can see 2 hours in, this is how a host that's drinking all podcast sounds. Podcasting is great. Beer is great. Welcome to it. Prep Report Pod on all social media. The Nick 80.
Hello.
Bearded Brewer 87 is Matt.
I mean, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Mikey Top Four.
Yes.
Prep Report Pod. And beer. Hey guys, be safe, but have fun. Yes. Have fun, but be safe.
Call an Uber.
Hopefully be back next week to do all the beer geeking you want. Yay, summer!
It's hard to find.
It's hard to find, all right? You're trying to say it.